Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature your favorite Motown artists, their words, and their music from the 1960s this half hour. We'll hear from Martha Reese the Vandellas, Marvin Gaye, The Temptations, Mary Wells, Brenda Holloway, The Supremes, and The Four Tops. Well, coming up, Martha Reeves talking about Love is Like a Heat Wave, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Martha Reeves remembers how Lady Luck played a role in the start of her career.
Motown was the biggest thing in Detroit. I wanted to belong and be a part of, and decided just to be a secretary. One of my jobs were making promos for different artists, and I happened to make one for Mary Wells, who didn't show up for a session, luckily for me, because they took the track, and it was our first release called I'll Have to Let Him Go, which didn't sell but about 3 copies, and I think we bought all 3 of them.
But Martha and her Vandellas, Rosalind Ashford and Annette Beard, didn't have to wait too long for their hit. Their third release was written and produced by the up-and-coming team of Eddie Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Brian Holland.
Heatwave, it was when the Charleston sound was trying to be revised. It has a beat similar to the Charleston. The thrilling thing about Heatwave was the fact that while it was number 10 across the nation, I think, there was a heatwave in Los Angeles, and they used it as a news spot.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
The same songwriting team also composed Motown's next major hit, Can I Get a Witness, by Marvin Gaye. Marvin reminisces about that session.
Holland Dozier and Holland came to me one day and they said, gee, Marvin, we've got a great thing here. And I said, well, gee, I need something. You know, Diane and a couple of the other Supremes were in the studio, and they said, well, let's use them for backup voices. And so Diane thought it was great. She loves that kind of thing. She's so groovy. And she said, yeah, I'd love to get on that. And so Diane and the girls did background work on that, and I went and recorded. I said, gee, man, I love it so much. I just went right in that afternoon and did Can I Get a Witness?
You girl.
This is the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
By this time, Motown's fortunes were growing at a dramatic rate. If 1963 had been successful, 1964 was going to be even better. First out of the box that year was a group of five young men hungry for a hit, The Temptations. Otis Williams reaches back in time to those days.
And 64, the group consisted of David Ruff and Eddie Kendricks, Paul Williams, Melvin Franklin, and myself. We had just recently went through a change with a fellow by the name of Al Bryant. He was one of the original members before David Ruffin came along. Right after David joined the group, we cut our first hit.
You got a smile so bright, you know you could have been a candle. I'm holding you so tight, you know you could have been a handle. The way you swept me off the field, you know you could have been a broom. The way you smell so sweet, you know you could have been some perfume.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Smokey Robinson recalls a last-minute push to finish a Mary Wells album.
I didn't have but about 10 tunes, and I needed two more tunes. So the tune, My Guy, I did this as really as an assignment tune.
We came back, I think, off of a tour for some one-liners, and he had wrote a group of songs, and we went in the studio and recorded some different songs, and that was the one that was chosen by Barry.
And it took off just immediately. It went to number one, and I was very happy.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Nothing you can take can tear me away from my God.
you do, 'cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. I'm sticking to my guy like a snap to a letter, like birds of a feather we stick together. I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart from my guy. Nothing you could do could make me untrue.
By Mary Wells, My Guy. And before that, we heard The Way You Do the Things You Do from The Temptations. Before that, Marvin Gaye's Can I Get a Witness? And we started with Love Is Like a Heat Wave, Martha and the Vandellas. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we're featuring Motown artists from the 1960s, their words and music for this entire hour. Well, coming up, let's hear from Brenda Holloway, right here on Motown Memories.
California-born Brenda Holloway became the company's first West Coast singer, brought to the label by producer Hal Davis.
When I got to Motown, it was like I was in a dream world. It was like going to Disneyland for the first time. You know, you go to Disneyland and you see all this little tiny world in a little capsule. Everything is miniature, just like a little dream. And Motown, it was a dream. They were trying to get the Motown sound out there. They wanted every song that we put out to be a hit, not just a song to listen to. They wanted, when they heard a Motown record, they were supposed to go out and buy it, a million copies. You know, that's what we were aiming for.
Sigh, every night I wonder why you treat me cold, yet you won't let me go. Every little hurt counts, every little hurt counts. You say you're coming home, yet you never phone, leave me all alone. My love isn't strong for you. This loneliness you've given me. Yeah. I can't go on giving my life away. Me.
boy, and you're the boy who has to say when I should play. Yet you hurt me, desert me.
But even Brenda Holloway's top 20 success was soon to be eclipsed by Berry Gordy's next proteges, Diana Ross, Mary Wilson, and Florence Ballard.
I was given a little teeny piece of paper with 10 names on it, and I picked Supremes because it was different. And I liked it, and at that time we needed it because we had a record coming out the next day.
The three grew up in Detroit, singing together as the Primettes and looking to get a break with Motown.
Smokey lived about 4 or 5 doors away from me. And to know that Smokey Robinson lived down the street from me, it thrilled me to no end. And I used to sit and watch them rehearse on their basement steps. And I told him that I had a group. You know, if at any time that he could listen to my group, I would really appreciate it. And he did set up an audition for us to go to Motown, and the only reason Barry saw us or heard us is because he happened to be passing through the studio at the time we were singing. Finally, after meeting Barry and trying to get a contract with the company, they decided that they might sign us if we go back and finish high school. Like, I was about in 11th grade. I needed a job, really, to help my family out, and also to get me car fare enough to get back and forth to the studio to try to do some background sessions. And he gave me a job, and it was about 3 months I worked there. I didn't do a thing except straighten off his desk, you know, try to straighten the papers. But it wasn't a real office anyway, because at that time Barry used the whole building for working, and everybody kind of gathered in this room. They had a dart board. I know the Miracles used to come in there and throw darts at the dart board. That was a big thing. Everybody would bet money on who could get closest to the center mark. And so it was just a lot of fun at that time. It wasn't really work. But I only worked the summer, and I think he paid me like about $20. I gave up many times. In fact, every time I got to the end of my road, something nice would happen, and I end up singing again. But our first recording, we recorded Where Did I Love Go? Everybody liked it so much because they said it was a very sexy sounding, young sound. And it was a nice song because it was melodic. And it just repeated, baby, baby. So bad.
MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Mary remembers how it was.
We'd hitchhike. We'd save our bus money. Any way we could get there, we would hitchhike. And we sat there in the lobby and talked to the guys. Eventually, they really thought seriously about us and went ahead and started using us for hand claps and small things like that. So we kind of bogarted our way into Motown. I'm glad we did.
No sooner had the Supremes broken through with Where Did Our Love Go than Motown produced another superstar act, the Four Tops. Lead singer Levi Stubbs sketches in their background.
We just came up on the corners, I mean, like most groups did. 1963, we went to Mr. Gordy, and he liked what we had to offer, and we had known him for some time, you know, and he was aware of our talent.
They haven't ever been captured on record, really, before with what they really do. They have been singing modern blues, jazz type things. We're cutting them on some of the things that they do in nightclubs, and some of them more commercial type things.
Baby, I Need Your Lovin', that's a Holla Dozier Holland production, I'm sure you must be aware of. And one evening, we were in the 20 Grand nightclub watching, I think it was The Temptations, or Martha and the Vandellas and Brian, and most of the people from the company were there. So Brian said, I think we got a number one record for you. I said, well, yeah, we'd like to hear it. So we said, why don't we wait till after the show is over here, which the place closes at 2 a.m. He said, then we'll go down to the studio and take a listen. He says, I don't mind, you know. So we went down, and it just so happened we stayed there from 2 until about 8 that morning and cut it and came up with a smash.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving. Baby, I need your loving, got to have all your loving.
Some say it's a sign of for a man to beg, then we, I'd rather be, if it means having you to keep, 'cause lately I've been losing sleep. Any smile you might see has all been hers. Darling, I can't go on without you. This emptiness won't let me live without you. This loneliness inside, darling, makes me feel half alive.
The Four Tops with Baby I Need Your Loving, that was also a hit from Johnny Rivers. Well, before that, we heard from Diana Ross headlining the Supremes with Where Did Our Love Go? And we started with Brenda Holloway, Every Little Bit Hurts. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. This entire hour, we've been featuring Motown artists from the 1960s, their words, and their music. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments from me, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. On that website are featured your favorite Motown artists and the radio stations that stream Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.